This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Couple quick ticket texts. We'll get right back to the phones. Frank Ragnow, your instant reaction and the ramifications for the season. How does it change your outlook? I said I was 13 wins. I'm down to 12. And I have real concerns about postseason, this offensive line solidifying as a top 10 unit, which they have to be to win the Super Bowl. Texter says, now we're going to have a true rookie, essentially a rookie, and an older bum up the middle of the offensive line. I'm knocking us from 12 to 9 or 10 wins, and it's going to be harder to win the division or even make the playoffs. This is bigger than people are making it out to be. Another text points out, Ragnow was number one against the run the last 2 years and number two the year prior. This is an elite football player we're losing.
Mm-hmm. And you're not as good today as you were yesterday.
How is anyone shocked? He's considered this from even last year. I'm not shocked at all. Come on, guys. It's not shocking. It's completely understandable. That's from Matt.
Doesn't all this put a ton on Mahogany?
Yes.
And so he was a sixth round pick, but he went lower because of injury. He probably would have went a little bit higher in the draft, right?
Sure. Maybe a day two guy.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask John this. And draft hindsight is a fun thing to do on sports radio sometimes. Mm-hmm. The pick after Rakestraw last year, Rosengarten with the Ravens. I keep going back to that Rakestraw pick last year. You got no contribution from this guy, and that's the starting left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens this year. You got a starter.
Right, and that's why last year I was talking about Graham Barton. And I know he didn't last until the Lions picked, but there were options that they could have gone with. And I think this, more than the Rakestraw pick, is the Manu pick. This is a guy that's going to have to, the progress, the development has to be in hyperdrive because is this as good of a starting five as it was yesterday morning? No, it's not even close, but they're going to be okay as a starting five. Still going to be developing two players, in essence, are going to be rookie starters. You're developing that. The issue that you're going to have is if one of those guys gets hurt, you're not as deep as you were.
I want to clarify. They traded up to take Terrion Arnold while Graham Barton was
still on the board. Okay.
Yeah, I just thought taking two corners with the first two picks, when we speculated about offensive line depth down the road and stuff. So now you're relying on being a little bit of the smartest guy in the room by, I'm going to get my guard in the sixth round. I'm just pointing out that another well-respected NFL franchise took he's a tackle. Okay, so you saw him play, John, in the national championship game against Michigan, Rosengarten. He had a 66 PFF. I'm not trying to glorify like this guy's a Pro Bowler or anything. I'm simply saying the Baltimore Ravens selected a starter in the second round of the draft, and we saw absolutely nothing from Rakestraw.
Well, because I think the frustration may be that Ratledge turns into a very good player, but as a rookie just isn't good enough to be that linchpin to win a Super Bowl. So now you're just kicking the can one more year down the road.
You keep kicking though when the O-line was getting long in the tooth. We talked about this stuff when they took
how much longer is
Martin.
Decker going to be a high-end player? Graham Glasgow is maybe a band-aid at this point. They're going to replace a couple more offensive linemen in the next couple seasons. That's why we really want to strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah. And you've got Miles Frazier, who was also a guard that's got a lot of experience coming out of LSU. Maybe he's a guy that develops to be a good depth piece. When I talk about losing Frank and bumping up, Glasgow, as he's got to be a starter, because going into it, we thought it was going to be Mahogany and Ratledge at guards and Frank at center.
But I think this is a feather in the cap of 2026 if he turns into something, right?
Well, we don't know.
What's more likely? It's
more likely that Ratledge is going to be better in 26 than he is in 25. That Frazier will be better in 26 than he is in 25.
My point is, they may not be good enough right now to win a Super Bowl.
That's a possibility.
And that's a real fear.
It is. Yeah. That's why this is the biggest question mark.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say it's a fear. No, I'm just saying it's the biggest question mark.
Fine. Different vernacular. But it's why we spent a lot of the show talking about it. Like, we did get a ticket text saying, you guys are aware we have a good baseball team. We're going to talk about them today as well. Yeah. But forgive us, our Super Bowl contender lost a veteran linchpin all-pro player. It's kind of the big story. We know Parker Meadows is back. He's a lot of fun. Double, triple, great glove, stolen base.
How about Parker Meadows having that night in his return? He's overshadowed by Kerry Carpenter getting three home runs.
Yeah.
And then both of those guys are overshadowed by Frank Ragnow retiring.
Right. It's the story. Let's get to Brian on the phones. Brian, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
I'm curious.
Oh, we lost you there,
Brian,
buddy.
Brian, you still there?
I'm here.
We're going to put you on hold. We're going to figure out your phone. We'll get back to you. Ticket Texter says, who's to say with his health Frank was going to provide all-pro production this season? We can't worry. I was counting on him being an all-pro again, John.
Most people were.
Yeah, and another texter says, we miss Ragnow, but what level was he playing at? A new center might be able to match the play, not of Frank from 3 years ago, but the play of a year ago. No, last year Frank was a dominant center a year ago.
He was a Pro Bowler, third year in a row.
Yeah. Robert in Chelsea says, next guy up, go Lions. I'm all about next guy up. Hake Fraley is going to work this unit. He's going to get the most out of this unit. I'm not waving the white flag on the season. Why even play the games? It's just a real frank conversation. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is a big deal. Let's try Brian again. Brian, let's see if it's working.
I hope so. Hey, this situation is Brad Holmes' responsibility is to take this moment and make the best of it. There's going to be additional salary cap space. Where do the Lions direct that? Do they keep it interior offensive line? Do they redirect? Does this make the Trey Hendrickson situation feasible? Where does this additional money that they'll have from saving on Ragnow's salary, where does it go?
So do they save his – forgive me, John. Do they save his full salary for the upcoming year? I think it's like $9 million. It's not enough to like – shoehorn in a Trey Hendrickson.
No, and because, I mean, what are they going to do to address this? I mean, so I think the dead cap for Frank, the cap hit would have been 14. The dead cap hit, if he's not there, is 8.5. So they do save a little bit of money, but there is a guy that we had talked about in free agency early on that still hasn't signed.
Who's that?
Brandon Scherff.
Oh, yeah, you were big on him as a vet to slide in and replace Zeitler.
Right, and he could be a guy. Now, I don't know. Again, he's not not a spring chicken. So what does it look like for him in regards to health? I mean, he's 33 years old. Could be a guy for a year that they bring in as a depth piece. And maybe it's Brandon Scherff or it's Glasgow. But they are going to have to address the depth of that interior three.
I have a lot of sympathy for what Frank has battled. Actually, a lot of admiration for how much Frank Ragnow battled. Can I at all be annoyed that his timing prevented them from keeping Zeitler? Like, couldn't they have kept Zeitler if they knew Frank wasn't coming back 2 months ago? Can I be even a little annoyed at that?
You can be annoyed at whatever you want.
Well, is it justified to go? And I get it. Frank was going to do everything he could. He wanted to take a couple more months. He wanted to try to play this season. But if he had made this decision sooner, you could have kept continuity and kept Zeitler on the interior of this offensive line. Now you're replacing both, which I don't think has gotten brought up enough today.
Right.
That's the annoying part of him making this decision when he made the decision. He has every right to make the decision on his timeline. He's given so much to the organization. But that's one of the consequences is Zeitler can't be signed now. He's already left.
Right. And that's why I bring up Scherf.
Yeah.
Will Hernandez is coming off an ACL. And again, we're not talking about signing guys that are going to be stud guards or centers. We're talking about guys that are banged up. They're free agents for a reason. Could they go get Will Hernandez and solidify some more depth? Sure. Could they go get Brandon Scherf? And he might be able to plug in as a starter for a year. He might be a guy that platoons with Glasgow so that you get a full season out of both of those
and
guys.
And you have four guys for three spots in the interior again, which we really want some depth.
So, I mean, they do have some options, and I think we'll see in the next couple of weeks how they're going to handle this news. Are they going to go out and sign one of these guys for training camp? Are they going to wait till training camp and continue to see how does Tate Ratledge make this transition to center?
Again, the athletic testing suggests he can play the center position. He is a quick, agile center. He just hasn't played center.
Right.
Doesn't
and
mean
so
he can't. He just hasn't.
The is this will seem obvious when I say it out loud, but there is a big difference. Not in terms of the view and making calls and a lot of the techniques, center to guard are the same. But the big difference is, first of all, the most important thing of any offensive play is getting that ball to the quarterback safely. And so the CQ exchange is huge. He hasn't done that. The next thing is you're starting every single offensive play, whether it's a pass block or it's a run block, with one arm between your legs. It's a huge disadvantage.
You are starting
and it's something that you are going to have to get used to. That offhand now becomes vitally important. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with your balance? What are you doing with your footwork? How are you? Because the quarterback is right behind you. You're not going to be able to take the same steps. If you take a drop step as a guard, hey, that's all right. You take a drop step as a center, you might be stepping on a quarterback's foot.
And he's tripping and falling backwards and the play's over. We're going to get to your run-in with the Golden Bachelor later this hour. We are going to talk about the Tigers. Choose your own headline from last night's thrilling win. Walloping the White Sox. Everything going well. We also have hot off the presses. June 2nd. A day in Detroit sports infamy. Apparently, June 2nd, yesterday, the day Ragnow retired, is not a great day in Detroit sports history. We'll give you that list next, 97.1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it sure as heck feels personable. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. I've talked about it. It's not just a promise, or it's not just a slogan. It is a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just pouring it on from there. 13 runs on 16 hits. Welcome back, Parker Meadows. Hello, Kerry Carpenter, back in the heart of the order. And hello, defense. Riley Green in the corner. Parker Meadows in center. That weird Dingler McKinstry juggling act. Yeah, yes. Your classic 2-5 pop out. Choose your own headline. Tigers win. We're going to spend some time talking about them this hour. Plus, John's running with the Golden Bachelor. But yeah, that happened yesterday. But yesterday, apparently, is a day of Detroit sports infamy. So we're gathered around pre-show, connecting some dots. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Frank Ragnow announces his retirement. We remembered that June 2nd was also the anniversary of Armando Galarraga's imperfect game.
Yes.
And then Tom got to work and just couldn't stop. How far back are we going?
Well, John started just looking out of curiosity.
Yeah, I was looking.
He found number three, and things come in three. And so he discovered that Randy Johnson no-hit the Tigers on June 2nd.
Yeah.
1990, Randy Johnson no-hit the Tigers.
For the Mariners. 2-0.
So then we had the three, and Jim's like, hey, things come in threes. We're good.
There you
we
go.
Can
That's
mention
enough.
This and be done. And I'm like, there could be more because June 2nd hovers around the late rounds of the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we came to discover. Do you want me to reveal?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. 2006, the Pistons were eliminated by the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals on June 2nd. Mm. The very next year, the Pistons were eliminated by the Cavaliers in the East Finals.
So back-to-back years, same day, effectively the end of the going-to-work Pistons.
Yeah, June 2nd ended it. That's when the writing was on the wall. I know they made it in 08, but who thought they were winning it? Celtics had the big three. 2008, Peter Sikora scores in triple OT in Game 5 to force a Game 6 back in Pittsburgh against the Red Wings. So the Red Wings were on home ice into the third OT, a late weeknight, if people are old enough to remember, staying up. A young Jim Costa had to go to school the next morning, yep. Poor thing.
Yes, was that elementary school?
High school, thank you.
And then finally, and this one's a I think this is the reach, okay, but it is what it is. The Penguins win Game 3 to start their comeback in the 2009 finals. They would become the second team ever to come back from a 2-0 deficit in the Stanley Cup finals.
And the first to do it since 71.
And they began that on June 2nd, 2009. And then, of course, Frank Ragnow retires.
And Galarraga's a perfect game. All this stuff. So are we going to brace for impact next June 2nd? First of all, we have to have a team in the Eastern Finals or the Stanley Cup.
I don't know about that last one, but East Finals, Pistons.
Yeah. It's. I mean, maybe that'll be June 2nd. I don't know if maybe it'll be a weekend day and not a lot of business will be done. Who knows? Obviously, you could still have a Tigers game. But hopefully, Pistons will still be playing.
You could always have a surprise retirement.
It could.
We don't want more of those. But
I don't know that we'll have any Wings opportunities next year.
You don't think they're going to be preparing for a big Stanley Cup game this time next June?
Maybe that's when they hire their next GM.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Dallas is Dallas eliminated in the West Final again.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, Stevie Wyatt. It's hopefully it's not the case, and maybe they're just knocked out of the playoffs.
You said that just to make me mad more than anything else.
I did, yes.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Just move on.
So I like this story. There's a young girl, fourth grader from Detroit, going viral on TikTok for all the right reasons.
Oh, good. Okay.
She's not doing
She's
not kicking in doors. She's not doing this TikTok challenge, getting in trouble. She actually performed at her school talent show, and she sung a song from Wicked, Defying Gravity. And this young girl, she goes to Detroit Academy of Arts and Sciences. She's 10 years old and clearly very talented. She's 10 years
she's
old.
Good.
Very, very, very good. Her mom says she's been singing since she learned to talk. It's something that's just a part of who she is. And this video has gotten like 4 million views and counting on TikTok.
That song has some big range.
Really
big,
big range.
Punches. She was crushing that.
She got the attention of the original Glenda, Kristen Chenoweth, on TikTok, who commented on the video as well. So it's she's getting lots of attention for a talent that is
it's awesome.
Impressive.
Very awesome. Good for her. You might have heard this story. Last month, there was two puppies that were stolen from an Oakland County foster home. And now one of them has been found and one is still missing. So according to No Dogs Left Behind, it's an animal rescue based out of Berkeley. Ludo, one of the two Australian Shepherd mixes, has been found. No words on
in a good home
how it's been found. So these dogs were actually supposed to be adopted the next day after they were stolen. They were in a pen outside and they were stolen. No word on how they were found or this one was found or where it was found. Yeah. But the rescue is still asking the public for help to find the other puppy, Luna, who is somewhere out there. So hopefully it will just be returned by whoever took it, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a little study. If you are thinking about adopting a dog or a pet or a cat or whatever
ferret.
There's a ferret, maybe not the hamster.
That's what
but
you go with? A ferret?
Whatever. You're going to get a pet. There's a lot of responsibility involved. Not so much the hamster, but there's a new study that found owning pets costs way more than you probably think. And the price tag just keeps going up. So people were asked how much they think it costs to own a cat or a dog for 15 years. Okay. For cats, they thought $5,700 was like the average answer. And for dogs, people thought $8,000.
What is it actually?
Well, like three times those numbers. So it depends on obviously the type of food you're buying, your vet bills.
How much you're going to spoil them.
Yeah,
so
if you're
going to
build a catio for them.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
Add some zeros to that.
Experts say caring for a cat, Jim, now costs anywhere from $20,000 to $47,000 for the course of their life.
They live a long time.
For dogs, $22,000 to $61,000.
$61,000? $60,000.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
So I'm saving money by going cat versus dog.
Yeah, go with that.
I am definitely cutting Mozzie's allowance after hearing this.
Yes. How about your pet ferret?
You're still not over that. I just tried to think of a different pet that wasn't a cat or a dog.
Yeah. Hey, Detective John Kimball had a pet ferret in Kindergarten Cop.
Yes.
Yeah, John.
Yes.
You never know. But people say these numbers won't stop them from having dogs or cats that they're still going to keep man's best friend around. Yes. Listen
that
to this
would be
story.
A dog.
Sure. I agree, but I do love cats too. So anyway, there's a man who ran the San Diego Marathon with zero training, basically after his wife said he couldn't do it.
I love this story.
It is great. This guy was so confident, kept saying, I can do this.
Yes.
I can run.
I don't need to train. I can run a marathon.
And she said, prove it, basically. So she signed him up for this marathon last weekend, woke him up 24 hours before, told him, guess what? You're running a marathon in 24 hours. So he got prepared, went to REI, got some shoes, got some gear, the backpack, right? And she documented everything because that original video went crazy viral. And he did complete the full marathon. Not running all of it, of course, because he never said.
He just said, I could finish a marathon.
Yes, he never said he was going to run. So he did. I don't know how he's feeling, how his legs are feeling, how long it took. But there's a video of him crossing that finish line so he can say, told you so.
I did it. Yes.
I did it.
Never discount stubbornness.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. It's a great motivator.
Prove you wrong.
Exactly.
Tell me I can't do it.
Now, John worded this as called his bluff in his show prof. It ain't a bluff if it got the cards, man. And he had the cards.
Yeah, I know. Well, he kept saying, you know, apparently that's why she signed him up. Kept saying, I could run a marathon without training.
Prove it.
And he did.
He did.
All right, we're going to talk Tigers end of the hour. Golden Bachelor. What's this business? Why is John hanging out with the Golden Bachelor? We'll get to that next, 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And he'd pile on a third home run later in the game. Dan Dickerson on the call. Tigers get the win. Back at it with the White Sox tonight. Choose your own headline. We'll get to it end of the hour. We got a text yesterday from John Jansen. It says, I'm hanging out with Mel Owens.
Uh-huh.
The Golden Bachelor.
Golden Bachelor.
Then we see a photo on Instagram later of you two hanging out.
Yeah, he's a former Michigan linebacker. Played there from 76 to 80. Was in the 81 draft. Drafted in the first round by the LA Rams. Ninth pick overall. Played for about 10 or 11 years. You know, I could go through all of his stats. But I had no idea yesterday that he was going to be stopping by Schembechler Hall, or he was even going to be in Ann Arbor. John Wangler, who was the quarterback of the team at that time, I see him walking into the building, and then I see Mel walking in behind him, and then obviously there's a cameraman behind him. Okay, so they're doing some background information and, you know, the history of Mel Owens, and part of his history is obviously playing football at the University of Michigan. So he stops in the building, and he's taking a tour of the facilities, and he's talking about memories and all this stuff because they're filming all this stuff. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, hanging out, tailing around, get a chance to, you know, talk to Coach Moore for a little bit. And then I said, hey, would you mind sitting down for a podcast interview? And he was like, yeah, no, I'd love to. Because I had first met him, I was 6-7 years ago. My memory sometimes is a little fuzzy. He was there with his kids and we were playing basketball at the basketball court that's in there. And just having a good time. So we reminisced on the podcast about that, about his time at Michigan, memories of Bo Schembechler. But then at the end of the interview, obviously I got to get into, you know, what's coming up this fall.
He's looking for love.
And I'll say this. I have not watched, other than watching some of the, whether it's Bachelor, Bachelorette, or the original Golden Bachelor, I watched it to be a pain in the butt of my kids, to come up with all the dumb comments that dads would come up with when watching some of these reality shows. Now, obviously, knowing the individual who's going to be in it, I'm very intrigued.
You're going to watch.
I will be watching, and we are kicking around different ideas of what to do this fall, because we found out this morning, Wednesday nights.
I think, okay. Yeah.
Thursday morning, there might be a John Jansen review of The Golden Bachelor.
Wow.
So I won't give away the entire interview. The interview will come out tomorrow on In the Trenches. You could find it on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all that stuff. It's MGo Blue Podcast with John Jansen, and Mel Owens will be the guest.
Are you going to power surge the women on the show?
So I asked him. Be more than happy to. I don't think
that came out right.
You know what I meant. He's going to rank him. Oh, that's not much better either.
And so I was asking, I'm not going to give away the entire interview, but I was asking him what the process was like.
Sure.
How was he selected? Because a lot of people will actually send in.
They'll submit
applications. Yeah, and he didn't do any of that. He was not looking for this opportunity.
Really?
He is an assistant to an assistant football coach at his kid's, you know, high school out there in California. And there, I forget the exact way that it happened, but there was somebody that said, hey, you need to give this number a call. And he said, no, I'm not calling. Or, you know, he was going to call, but then it took like a week or two. And they finally said, okay, here's a phone. I'm dialing the number, you call. And he called it, and it was the casting agency for The Golden Bachelor. And so he goes through a couple of the first rounds of questions and interviews, and him talking about the process that he went through, it sounded like it would take like about a year's worth of time. Obviously, it didn't take that long. But he gets to the final interview where he's meeting with ABC, Disney, and another entity. And they're asking him about, you know, hey, is there anything in your life that we don't know about?
It's going to come up.
That's going to come up. What, good, good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. Like, you know, what are some of the interesting things? Sure. And he's like, I don't know. I think I've literally told you everything. And the producer of The Golden Bachelor says, I know one thing.
Oh.
And the producer says, you're a Michigan man. He says, yes, I did play college football at Michigan. The producer also graduated from the University of Michigan. So there's a connection there.
Oh, forget favorable edits.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know if it's going to be favorable edits or not. That's to be determined. And we will give you that observation Thursdays in the fall.
Blue wall takes its way. It makes its way to ABC.
Does he know what's going to happen to him? Like, does he know about Bachelor Nation and the fans that follow the show? Does he know what's about to happen? Like, does he really know?
I don't know that anybody is fully aware of the scrutiny and the fandom that follows this franchise in all of its different forms. But he is, I asked him, okay, what was it like when you told your kids? His kids are obviously in full support of this.
Right.
They're excited about it. They're college age kids now. And I was asking him, you know, like, why? Because everyone would be like, why would you do something like this? And he said, it's interesting you asked that because it's one of the questions that they asked him. Why would you want to be a part of this? And he says, you know, I always like new opportunities, new challenges, new adventures, new experiences. So yeah, I'm open to, you know, finding someone in my, you know, later years.
Golden years.
And then I asked him, did they ask about your type? Like what type of individual of a woman would you like? And I think this is going to be very entertaining because he played at Michigan, played for, you know, 10 years in the NFL. And you guys know my sense of humor. His is very similar.
Oh, juvenile?
And juvenile humor, but he is also, like, there's certain ways that athletes talk, interact, and especially if you've been around the game for a long time. And so he was very blunt in regards to, you know, they got to be, you know, 45 to 60. No one over 60.
Oh.
And I said, okay, well, and then he went, you know, and he said, no wigs. So okay. It's got to have their original
so he
hair.
He did get pretty specific.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No artificial hips.
He could be missing out on love disqualifying somebody for a wearing wig.
He's 66. He would disqualify a 62-year-old woman?
Yeah. He says, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he wants what he wants. Huh.
Okay.
But I thought it was interesting. I'm like, you know, no artificial hips. So I have a follow-up question. Why? He said, well, I like to work out. I like to have an active lifestyle. I want somebody that can, same for me. And obviously, my mind went somewhere else. That was a conversation after.
Oh my God. About the fantasy suites?
Yeah.
And
off air, I did,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And the other requirement was, which I think you guys will, you know, this is the kindred spirit that we have, she's got to be hot.
Well, of course, he has to find her attractive.
But he said it like he...
Is that how he said it, just bluntly?
Yeah.
So this could be a fun watch.
No,
okay, but the show always puts attractive people on.
I don't know that they're all attractive.
They're not ugly. You might not be attracted to them, but they're all attractive people.
Yeah.
Nobody's disfigured. Nobody has a massive scar across their face. Like, they're all attractive people. They do. They're all going to be good looking.
Yeah, but I'll go back to something that you have harped on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we
What's
go.
That?
Martha Stewart.
Dude,
you thought, she belonged on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
She looked amazing for her age.
Which is not the same thing as looked amazing,
and you
period.
Used the words smoke show.
She looked better at 80 than some 20-year-olds look. She looks awesome.
Do you think
she wouldn't make the cut.
She should be the Golden Bachelorette. She looking for love?
They haven't done the Golden Bachelorette.
They
journey
not.
Just beginning? No. Call her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
she looks great.
She would be eliminated early on because she's over 60.
She's 83.
But she could be the Golden Bachelorette looking
for her own season.
Yeah.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Last few years.
So anyway, look forward to that this fall. John Jansen's recaps.
It's going to be very entertaining.
So you said camera crews were there, John.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to make an appearance on the Golden Bachelor?
So obviously, you know, walking around the football building, there may be, you know, a cameo appearance here or there, they did set up a camera to video the entire interview.
Sure.
So while I'm interviewing him, we're on camera. So I'm imagining that they will focus only on him. Maybe you'll hear my voice. But yeah, there's a chance. You might have a cameo.
A little shot in the background.
The Golden Bachelor.
Wow.
Yes.
Speaking of future Golden Bachelor Bachelorettes, someone says they're making a push to have Wojo star as a future Golden Bachelor. The subject of a Michigan man being on the show. Watch out for cheating. And June 3rd, 2025, John turns in his man card and commits to Golden Bachelor recaps. He doesn't know, Heather.
I think it is going to be, and obviously because I know him, it's going to be more entertaining for me, but I think it's going to be wildly entertaining.
You had him on the podcast.
Yeah.
People want to check it out. They should check it out.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow.
Perfect. We're going to talk about Frank Ragnow in the 9 o'clock hour, but we need to talk Tiger baseball. That's next, 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you're going to need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your only call should be to an experienced law firm, and it should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. Whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes that got you jammed up, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Get to the Tigers. A couple more ticket texts on the Golden Bachelor. John was hanging out with Mel Owens yesterday. Michigan man.
Yeah.
He'll be the Golden Bachelor this fall.
I did ask him if there is, like, before they meet on the show, do you get any background information? Do they include pictures?
Right.
He said, no, I don't know anything until they get out of the limo.
He shouldn't. I'm glad to hear that because that would kind of skew things. Yeah.
The first impression. And
exactly.
Kind of shocking. You said he... 45 to 60. They're not going to put a 45-year-old woman on the Golden Bachelor.
Well, no. I don't know. I mean, it depends on
45-year-old woman could be on the regular Bachelor.
How old was... Is it Jerry? Was he the first of Jerry Turner?
Yeah, Gary or Jerry.
Yeah, whatever.
However, I think it was Gary, but it looked like Jerry. A lot of the women on his season were 70.
He was 71 years old. So it's a few years older.
Yeah. Mel's 66. In terms of vetting, someone wonders, could Connor Stallions help them interpret signals the women may be sending him?
It's possible.
I can do digging on these women, signed Matt Weiss.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
And what else we got here? John, I didn't know you were into that tag or genre out here watching the seniors.
What?
He's talking about porn.
Oh.
Really? That one went over your head?
Yeah. Yeah, it went over my head. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk Frank Ragnow in the 9 o'clock hour. Big decision that he made yesterday to retire and reactions, ramifications, who plays center, how does this impact the Lions in their pursuit of a Super Bowl?
I just hope the group that he gets is a little better than the last one.
I am flabbergasted. By your comments about these women. And it's this is no well, wonder women
you're no longer,
feel
you
they can't age
the
gracefully because of
comments.
What, John, my jaw is still like, oh my, I proceed.
You did but, some of this on air with Stoney a couple
years
ago?
And it's awful.
Well,
these women are in their 70s and they look amazing.
We didn't do a 1 to 10 ranking.
Well, based on what I heard, you'd give them all a 1 or maybe below.
No, that's not true.
I
made a comment about two or three of them, and you are taking and running with that.
Because the comments you made were quite harsh.
Well.
You want to play the yes or no game, John?
Let's not. And I'm going to not say the things you said off the air. We're going to move on for your own benefit.
Or the show's benefit.
Something about gravity? Anyway. We will move on. Carey Carpenter. It wasn't a lot of gravity when he hit the ball yesterday. Home runs for the Tigers. It's a kind of choose-your-own headline day for them. I want to know what stood out to you on a day where Parker Meadows is back and Carpenter goes yard and defense takes the center stage with multiple highlight plays. What was your headline from yesterday's Tiger game?
The headline is Carey Carpenter. 3 home runs. It's a little disappointing to talk about the headline being Carey Carpenter with 3 home runs. Can't believe I'm saying that out loud. When Parker Meadows comes back and he was dynamic at the leadoff position. My take early on was listening to Dan Dickerson and AJ Hinch in the brief interview that they have before the first pitch. And listening to AJ talk about how excited he was to have Parker Meadows active, how excited he was to have him in that leadoff spot and what it meant for Kerry Carpenter, putting him in the middle of the lineup, whether it's 3, 4, or 5, he's much more comfortable, can swing more freely as the designated hitter there than he could as a leadoff hitter. One, there's more guys on base, which, yes, okay, you hit a home run with guys on base, it means more. But the fact that he's able to swing freely in the middle of the lineup, and this is something that we've been talking about as AJ, you know, creates matchups, and it's never, you know, this is your designated leadoff hitter, this is your cleanup hitter. Like, he's got guys all over the place, but now that you've got Parker as your leadoff hitter, you put Kerry Carpenter there where he can swing freely, and then on that night, after those comments, he swings freely and hits 3 home runs.
Called a shot.
This team just got better.
Do you realize Kerry Carpenter hit 3 home runs the entire month of May? He hit 3 last night. In other words, they built this big division lead without him doing much damage.
Yeah.
Now he's going to heat up, and now you have Parker Meadows. To me, the headline, I know for the night it's Carpenter, but big picture, I love that Parker Meadows is trying to make up for 2 months in one night. Double, triple, stolen base, couple walks, diving catch in center field. It's a full Parker Meadows experience.
And I think the caution for AJ, he mentioned this as well, is, hey, we need to make sure we continue to ramp him up. Now all of a sudden he goes for double, triple, stolen base. He scores 3 runs. And the temptation is, well, let's play him 9 more innings. Let's play him 9 more innings the next day. And let's just keep. But
the timing was smart by the Tigers to call him up. He gets a few more AAA opportunities before the Cubs are in town on Friday.
It's the Sox, yes. I appreciate the joke.
It's right there. I mean, you feel bad. I mean, the Sox are so bad, but they're...
Well, they're not the Rockies.
They're not the Rockies, so people forget about how bad they are. Yeah. The Tigers should take advantage of them this week, and it's a good chance to build a bigger lead in the division.
They got a 6.5 lead over Cleveland, 7 over Minnesota, 8.5 over Kansas City, and 21.5 over Chicago. And 3 more games against the White Sox until the Cubbies come to town. Yeah. And Scooble's on the mound Friday night.
Perfect. Apple TV. You heard it ahead of time, so you don't complain about it later.
I got Apple TV, so it's okay.
So I didn't know Meadows was back up officially yesterday. I saw a rumor that it was going to happen, but I didn't have it confirmed. And just the way my day was structured yesterday, once the Ragnow thing happened, and I had to coach baseball last night. So we get in the car, and I heard his name, and I'm like, whoa, this is great. And then I get home and saw what he did for the first 3 innings of the game. I'm telling you what, like, you guys know I love him. I just love the way he plays the game. I think it's the way the game's intended to be played. Carpenter upstages him. But I'm telling you what, man, Meadows running the bases, and when he tracks down a fly ball, it's like watching a like one of the greatest horses ever run a race. Like, you know, it's like Secretariat.
Yeah, it's a gazelle. You know,
he gallops. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And somebody texted us in earlier when we first talked about this, that he reminds me of Gibby when Gibby was young. I don't know if the power's there, and to say he'll ever be compared to him is ludicrous, okay? But just the style of play. I remember Gibby when he came up, and he played this way, man. It's breathtaking.
Yeah, it's aggressive on the base path, and you know that as soon as he hits the gap, you're instantly thinking, is he going to turn this a double into a triple?
You know, and that bat he had where he had to walk, I think in the second or third inning, he was down 1-2, and he fouled off a ball, and then he ended up walking. Like, so that's a very good sign early. I know it's one game and stuff, but the question was,
heating up in AAA.
Right, but what Meadows bat were we going to get?
Because early Parker Meadows had to be sent down a year ago. Late Parker Meadows was a big catalyst. Looks like we're getting...
late Parker Meadows.
That's a great sign.
But the caution is, you still have to ramp him up. Because when he came out from AAA last year, what happened?
Yep, there was a setback.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had... what a hammy.
You call him a high-octane player.
Oh, yeah, he's a high-test guy.
Yeah. Well, and then the other story was... his play in the field, Riley's sliding play, making a big out, going into foul territory, laying out. And then how about the most bizarre play, this pinball game where it goes in and out of Dingler's mitt in foul territory off of the calf of McKinstry, and then he catches it, a 2-5 pop out. Everything was going the Tigers' way.
Yeah. It was a fun game to watch. Yeah. They're fun right now.
Yeah,
that's the best thing about this baseball team right now in June. We are having so much fun watching the Tigers.
We might have to play Mountain Climber late this week if they sweep the White Sox.
No,
we
should wait for the Cubs series. The Cubs are a really good test. Can't do the triple digit disco this early.
Oh! What'd you say?
I don't know what I said.
What's a triple digit disco?
We got to get to the update. We got to talk Frank Ragnow now. It's next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.